Physical competence means actual ability in the real world that we live in. And the world that we live in is chaotic. We don't know what's going to happen. It is not the gym. It is a different thing based around farmer's strength, if you like, or in my case, old man strength. And being strong and fit and fast is evidence to you and other people of your masculinity and your competence and your self-discipline. It's useful to be able to have some sort of model so that you're able to contextualize all of this properly. So the model that we're going to use is the pinnacle of masculinity in most people's eyes, and that is James Bond. Bond is a fantastic example of what masculinity is. He's well known. There's a reason why he's so popular. This character is the definition of masculinity, and he has incredible presence. He's got this presence because of his physicality and the way that he interacts with the world. The guy has gravitas. He has command, gravitas, and control. This is what makes him extraordinarily attractive to men and women. You can see this from the way that he walks, the way that he interacts with everybody, and the way that he goes about his daily business of either punching people in the face, jumping from trains, and so on and so forth. Now, we might not be doing this on a day-to-day basis, but the fact is that this is somebody who's not overbuilt and heavy like a lot of the gym bros and so on. Instead, what he has is he's got real-world physical confidence and capability, and the ability to be quick, the ability to be strong, and the ability to endure and persevere. There is a determination that comes with the way that he interacts with the world and the way that he expresses himself. This is an undeniably physical character. It's important to understand the natural competitive nature of men. The way that we're valued is based on our competence, determination, and real-world ability. Most of the people that are in the world are not very masculine at all. The people that you're competing against, especially today, are generally pussies. They're weak, they're lazy, and they're frail. Even guys in their 20s, weak, lazy, and frail. If you can reach just a normal capacity of a male human physically, then you'll be able to be in the top 2-3% of all Western males, probably within 6 months. If you're a younger person, within 6 months, 6 to 9 months, you could be stronger than 98% of men. It's not hard to do. And achieving this, of course, puts you in a completely different position to everybody else in terms of the way that you go about achieving your goals and go about getting things done, whether it's simple things like a meeting or being in the club and so on, speaking to girls, interacting with women and other guys as well. So if you're relatively young, in your teens and 20s, there's no downside to this. None. It's all win. And also, it's fucking easy. It's not hard. This is not complicated. It's not that difficult. All it does is require you to take control of your body, take control of yourself for a relatively small amount of time every week. And with that, within a year, you will be able to dominate in almost any physical activity compared to other guys. And the great thing here is that there's no shortcuts. The reason why it makes you attractive and has such a big impact on the rest of your life is because there aren't any shortcuts. You can take steroids and so on and so forth, but the fact is you still got to do the work. And it's an outward reflection of you as a person about how you're able to get control of something out in the world, in this case your body, and then through the force of your will, mold and shape it into something better. No matter what's going on in your life, if you're able to be working out each day, every week, every day, you are getting better, faster, stronger, and more competent. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can cheat their way through it. It's something that you have to do by force of your will. It is an outward reflection of your ability to impose yourself upon the world and to be able to make something good. I've spent much of my life doing athletic pursuits as a normal way of living. I ran my first business as a personal training business in Chelsea in London, and I trained lots of people in the entertainment industry and people who were athletes, rugby players, things like this. So I've actually, even though it was a long time ago, I've actually got a lot of experience in not just training people, people that are out of shape, people that need to be able to look good quickly. But since then, I've done thousands of different things, thousands of hours spent doing all kinds of difficult stuff. And throughout that, I've learned an enormous amount about how my body works, how other people's bodies work, about the ability to be able to train effectively and to be strong and competent in the world. At 48 years old, I can outrun, outlift, outfight most people, most men, simply because I've spent decades doing this sort of thing, developing the kind of competence and ability and the resultant confidence that you get from having a long time spent navigating this kind of terrain. I spent a lot of time doing very difficult physical tasks. I spent time in the military when I was young. I've spent time climbing big mountains by sometimes very difficult routes. I ice climb, I rock climb, I mixed climb, I ski, I run. I'm able to carry large amounts of weight over long distances. I'm able to run through the mountains, through heavy weather, with little amounts of food. I'm able to do these things because I have many, many years of experience being able to push myself and developing a familiarity with the psychological and physical terrain. I have a knowledge of the map of what is required and what my actual capabilities are. I've done Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for about 7 years. But these things all lead to a situation where you're able to be very confident. You're able to be very confident, and that confidence is something that's based on the real world. And it extends itself to the way that you interact with people and the way that you go about your daily business. Everybody knows this. They know that you're not somebody to be fucked around with. But there is a gravitas that you can have about you that comes with competence and discipline that leads to confidence and the way that you interact with people. You don't get confidence as a bloke. You do not get confidence by positive self-talk. You don't. You get confidence by doing hard shit and showing yourself that you can do hard shit, making things happen, taking action to push yourself and make yourself better. This kind of a confidence is something that is necessary. This is non-negotiable for a guy. If you're male and you can't pick somebody up and get them out of the shit, if they are unconscious, it could be your family, it could be your friends. If you're unable to do that, to pick someone up and run out of the way, if you're unable to get yourself quickly out of a situation, you need to stop and have a long, hard think about the reality of the world that we live in. You might think that just because you work in an office and you have no need for doing such things, these things are caveman activities. They're not. One day, shit's going to go wrong and you are going to be the guy that's going to get fucked. You're going to be the incompetent loser that's unable to actually handle the situation at hand. When everything is fine, you don't need to have these things. But when things go wrong, when the shit hits the fan, you need to be the one that's able to do it. Knowing that you're able to do these things, if such things should happen, if you're required to do it, makes a huge difference in the way that you live your life. It makes a difference in the way that you interact with everybody, and people know it. It's outwardly visible. Everybody can see that you've got some kind of capability. You stand differently. You walk differently. You talk differently. Everything becomes different. So I have these basic male baseline standards of strength and fitness. These are non-negotiable things that you need to be able to have as a man in the world today. you need to be strong. You need to be able to have a decent amount of stamina, and you need to be able to go the distance. You need to be able to do all of these things, not just one. You need to be able to do all of these things. When it comes to strength, we're not really talking about gym strength. That can be useful, but it's fake strength in a way. A lot of people will argue the toss over this, but yes, it is. If you're starting from a normal human perspective, getting fit in the gym is going to be helpful, but what you really need is you need to be able to be functionally strong. You need to be fit in actual reality, and it's different. The gym is very linear in the things that you do. What you need is you need to be able to have what we would call farmer's strength, or in my case, old man strength. You need to be able to do farmer's walks, carrying half your body weight in each hand, about 50 meters. Second thing that you need to be able to do is between 5 and 15 pull-ups. You need to be able to do push-ups, 30 as a minimum, and you need to be able to deadlift about 150% of your body weight. There is an extra thing that I think is really, really useful to put in here, and that's carrying. I think I mentioned earlier about being able to pick somebody up and to be able to move them around. So one of the things that I use for this is I have what's called a pig. I think that's my own name for it because it is a pig. You could call it a bastard as well because it is a bastard to move around. That's just a 50 kilo sandbag, something similar. I also have a rubber ball, 50 kilo sandbag where you can pick that up off the floor, chuck it onto your shoulder, toss it around, turn about, pick it up, toss it over the next shoulder. This is a massive pain in the ass to do. It is a brilliant exercise, and it gets that really dynamic farmer's strength that has real-world applicability. And you've got to ask yourself, what kind of bloke can't pick somebody up and carry them out of the way if they're in the shit? It's like, sort it out. You need to be able to do this stuff. It's super basic. Then you've got your aerobic stuff. The aerobic stuff is based around you being able to run 10 kilometers, and you need to do this in about an hour, ideally less than an hour. It's not that hard to do, but you need to be able to do it. You need to be able to do this so that you're not falling to pieces by the time you're halfway through and dragging your sorry, pitiful ass the rest of the way. You need to be competent at getting through 10K. The other thing that you need to be able to do is you need to be able to run 400 meters in about 60 seconds. Most people, you'd be looking at about 1 minute 20 seconds as an absolute minimum, but you want to be able to improve on that time, ideally to about 60 seconds. If you can do these two things so that you're relatively fast and so that you're able to go the distance, then you're well on the way to reaching good aerobic baseline standards. Also, there are different ways of doing all of these training protocols, the strength protocols and the aerobic protocols. What we'll do is I'll deal with some of these later on in later videos. But the fact is that you need to be able to be in a situation so that these are your minimum standards. These are the maintenance standards, regardless of how old you are. If you're from the age of about 17 through to 60, you should be able to do all of these. If you can't, you've got work to do in order to bring up those baseline standards, whether it's in your aerobic capacity, whether it's being faster, whether it's being stronger, whether it's always trying to push through. If you can't get past 10 pull-ups, you've got a little goal to go to that. All of your other training and so on should be done on top of this. But these are baseline standards. What will happen is that when you've met these standards, you have a whole world of possibilities that are open to you going forward. There are loads of things that you can do. Loads of things that most normal people just simply cannot conceive of doing. It could be climbing. It could be doing mountain bike racing. It could be doing any number of different things. Your life, the possibilities about what you can do with your life and your spare time based around your physical, your baseline physical ability is absolutely vast. A whole world is opened up to you from that point onwards that will lead to better self-development for you, more familiarity with challenge and dealing with things like fear and anxiety. And all of these things lead to massive benefits in your ability to control yourself, and you develop the muscle of determination and grit so that you become a man where everybody knows that you're somebody who can make shit happen and get things done.